Galatians chapter 2. Then, 14 years afterward, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and took Titus with me also. And I went up by revelation, and communicated to them the gospel that I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to those who were of reputation, so that I wouldn't somehow run, or wouldn't have run for nothing. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, and that because of false brothers unknowingly brought in, who came in secretly to spy out our liberty that we have in Christ Jesus, so that they could bring us into bondage, to whom we didn't give place by subjection even for an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would continue with you. But of those who seem to be somewhat, whatever they were, it doesn't matter to me. God doesn't accept any man's person. For those who seemed to be somewhat added nothing to me in conference. But to the contrary, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed to me, like the gospel of the Jews was to Peter, for he that worked effectively in Peter to the apostleship of the Jews, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, so that we should go to the heathen, and they to the Jews. Only they wanted us to remember the poor, which I also wanted to do. But when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. For before certain people came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles. But after they arrived, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing the Jews. And the other Jews pretended with him also, so much that Barnabas was also carried away with their pretending. But when I saw that they didn't walk uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if you, being a Jew, live the lifestyle of the Gentiles and not like the Jews, why do you make the Gentiles live like the Jews? We who are Jews by nature and not Gentile sinners, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, we have believed in Jesus Christ, so that we would be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. But if where we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are also found to be sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things that I destroyed, I make myself a sinner. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, so that I would live to God. I am crucified with Christ. However, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ died for nothing.